As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, a Friday night vibe in the greatest city in the world, New York. I can feel it in the air. It's a little warmer out there. Not so cold and windy and rainy out there. And we're on the other side of April. We're getting closer to warmer days, the summer, and, you know, what I feel like is the most wonderful time, the sports equinox. You know, we're coming up on the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs, baseball actually getting to the point where it's not completely early anymore, you know, 15-20% of the way into the season. And I mean, we just came off of the Masters, and you know what I'm talking about. If you're a sports fan, the NFL draft is coming up. Like, it's the most wonderful time. I can feel it in the air too in the city. You know, just coming in tonight, the amount of people walking around, the foot traffic, people not in, you know, parkas and not wearing big-ass jackets and gloves and hats. It's like, yes, we're this close. So 888-808-1019, Keith McPherson on the Fan until 2 a.m. We are going to start with the baseball, and then, of course, we're going to get into the basketball as the Knicks are about to take the city by storm tomorrow night. But, man, we got to start with City Field tonight. As I'm watching the highlights right now, and as I listen to parts of the game, and I watched a lot of the game, the vibe in City Field tonight around a Mets team that is good. We can say that this Mets team is good. They have a good team. Coming off of last year, they're restoring the feeling of the postseason right away. You can go ahead and say that the Mets are good. They have a lot of talented players. They have players tonight that came up clutch. They can pitch, and we already know they have the guy that should have won Manager of the Year last year. You can go ahead and say, yes, the Mets, who have the second highest payroll in baseball, they're supposed to be good. They're looking like it. They're acting like it. And it's feeling like it. 888-808-1019. That game tonight, as the Mets are bouncing back, and like, what a week, right? All the talk this week about, you know, losing to the Minnesota Twins and the generational Juan Soto and how it's getting early late for Juan. It's not. And how Juan Soto should have never said anything about Aaron Judge and the Yankees. And oh my, what's wrong with this guy? He's not doing the Soto shuffle. He's not doing the Mets wheels on the bus hit celebration. You know, he doesn't look like he's got that confidence and swagger of a $765 million player, one of the best players in the game, one of the best hitters we've ever seen. There was a lot of conversation about booing him. There was a lot of conversation about who would be booing him as the Mets return home. And I didn't really hear it last night. And I listened to, you know, Evan and Tiki, and they played it. And then it kind of got cleared up that it was a check swing. It doesn't matter. We make so much about booing players. This is New York. Everybody's getting booed. The city has a bunch of people in traffic honking. That's a boo. You know, I get on this mic, and I'm going to say some things. I'll have some jokes against the Mets, and there's going to be people on Reddit writing about Keith McPherson sucks. That's a boo. So what? People are critical. And this is the greatest city in the world and the hardest place to do anything. If I can make it there, I'll make it. Juan Soto is going to be just fine. And I tried to tell you that earlier in the week. I was like, this guy's going to come around, but I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. And to see the vibe and the energy in Citi Field tonight, it was almost like, okay, there was some light boos, a smattering of boos. Juan Soto yesterday striking out, grounding out. But no, tonight we're going to lift this guy up. Tonight we're going to give him a standing ovation. It worked for Lindor. You know, it's worked for other teams. Spread the word. And if you're in the ballpark, and you know, Evan Roberts does a great job of sending the memo out on the afternoon drive show about, you know, policing your ballpark, your building. And it was obvious tonight as it didn't seem like there was an open seat. Still didn't crack 40K. So going back to what I said yesterday, I mean, you Mets fans wanted to flex your opening week. Your opening weekend, your opening two series numbers, they were great for the, you know, Citi Field. Like, the Yankees are putting 43,000 on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the Bronx. It was just under 40K, 39,000 in Citi Field tonight. But it looked good. It felt good. David Peterson looked good. David Peterson is a guy that you can rely on. And, you know, I remember last night saying Griffin Canning surprised me, and I wasn't sure if it was Hefner's laboratory or what it was, because I'm like, are the Cardinals this bad? No, the Cardinals are actually one of the better hitting teams this early on in the season. And David Peterson gave up a few hits, but you know what? Guys are starting to come around. That lineup is starting to unlock. 888-808-1019. Guys like Mark Vientos, back-to-back nights with a homer. A guy like Brett Beatty, which last night when I was on the Fan, I said, look at Brett Beatty's average. Brett Beatty's been the whipping boy, right? He belongs in quadruple A. Get Brett Beatty out of here. He sucks. And then Carlos Mendoza tells you, no, we're going to keep giving him opportunities. And last night I said Brett Beatty was going to catch Juan Soto with his batting average. There was a, you know, I think after their, you know, second or third ABs, there was a point in time where Brett Beatty's average jumped Juan Soto's. But it doesn't matter. It's a team. And Brett Beatty is starting to unlock. And you're getting contributions from guys like Luis Torrens. And on Brandon Nimmo's hoodie jersey night, Nimmo gets a knock. And Juan Soto drives a run in. Tyrone Taylor, thank you for your contributions. And last but certainly not least, and before I get there, you got to give a nod to Max Kranich. He's nice. He comes back. He goes an inning and two-thirds. He's got good stuff. That kid looks legit. And he's a, you know, Mets fan today, tomorrow, forever. Ryan Stanek. Huascar Brazoban gives up the homer to Brendan Donovan. But don't worry about it. Captain Clutch. Lindor with the lettuce flowing. This guy, what else can you say about this guy? The way that he hit that home run and dropped his bat and looked at the dugout, he called game. So good for the Mets, good for the Mets fans, bouncing back from dropping the series in Minnesota. They're 13-7. They're a first-place team. The ballpark is full. The team is vibing and winning, and you can say, yes, the Mets are a good team this early on. And enjoy the season right out of the gate and not have misery right out of the gate like you had last year. 888-808-1019. Now, on the other side, down south, in Tampa at the Boss, my New York Yankees, they're not losing games down there. They don't lose the first two games down there. George Steinbrenner's like, you better not. And the Yankees win their fifth game in a row. But before we get to that game today, bad news. We hear that Jazz Chisholm, after his antics, not keeping his cool, running to the phone like kids do nowadays, we hear that Jazz is going to get suspended on top of a fine. And he's going to appeal, but maybe he does need to sit his ass down. Maybe he does need a game off because Jazz is struggling. But Austin Wells, what is it with the Yankees? Team-issued meals only. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner have to be through the team, have to be, you know, looked at by someone from the medical staff. So Austin Wells is out of the lineup today with food poisoning. Just as he gets his Instagram account going, rating burritos everywhere he goes. He said it wasn't burrito related, but just that fast, it's like, all right, that's not great. But fret not, Carlos Rodon is on the mound, and I knew he was due for a turnaround. Earlier today, right before the lineup came out, I just went on Twitter. I said, yo, Carlos Rodon, tonight is your night, my guy. No pressure. We took game one. It's the Rays in our building. Time to get right. There's nothing to worry about. Lock in. Dominate. Overcome the small things. You set the tone and the vibes. Keep the ball in the park and the bats will come through. Man, this guy had to overcome his own sweatiness. This guy, early in the game, you could tell, didn't like the conditions of the mound. He was slipping off the mound. He was sweating so much with the rosin. Like, he couldn't control the ball. He was wild. But all in all, Carlos Rodon gives you the best start of this early season. Carlos Rodon, who needed it more than anybody else, and let out a scream after his 102nd pitch and his ninth strikeout tonight, finished six scoreless innings for the New York Yankees, where he only gave up two hits, walked four guys, and there was just one lonely run on the board. Yeah, one is the loneliest number, but that's all the Yankees would need with New York Penn Station. All stops here. That Yankee bullpen. That Yankee bullpen is nails. You love to see it. Mark Leiter Jr., you're in the circle of trust. Don't screw it up. Almost did. But you had Trent Grisham out there, and that Yankees defense throws the relay to Volpe. Volpe fires it in, gets the runner at third. What was that guy doing? Jonathan Aranda? You're the tying run in the bottom of the seventh. It's a one-run game. He gets thrown out at third with no one out. I'm like, got him! And then Goldie Knox, Paul Goldschmidt, flashing his gold glove and just continuing to be a hitting machine. How smart it was for Cashman to not sign anybody long-term, but just say, yeah, we can get Paul Goldschmidt 1 year, $12 million. He's batting .373. And I bet on Ben Rice to homer tonight, and it got robbed. Yes, officer, I'd like to report a robbery. But it didn't matter. Trent Grisham drove in the only run. And when you look at this Yankees team, they find a way. What a week for the Yankees. They didn't lose a game. That's five in a row. The Yankees win. Tell everyone. Start spreading the news. 888-808-1019. It's a good time. It's good vibes. The Yankees are also 13-7. So here we are with two teams in our city and a rivalry in our city that is, you know, more hype than it's been in a long time because of one guy that went from the team last year to the other team this year. But this is New York. I don't know how many times I say it on The Fan. Like, this is the mecca of baseball. This is where the MLB offices are and the team store. And MLB Network is in Jersey, but it's not far. This is where there are the most fans. Where whether it's a Mets home game on a Friday night or a Yankees home game on a Friday night and the boogie down the world checks in and they see a packed house, crazy fans, good baseball. And in a month from now, the first Subway Series will be decided. So we're on our way. I don't know. If you guys are into sports, call me up. Let's talk about the Yanks. Let's talk about the Mets. Let's talk about where we are. And then once we get past 12 o'clock and it's officially Saturday, that's when we're really going to start hitting the conversation around the New York Knicks. Let me sneak a call in before we go to break just so I can get that vibe going. Richie in Brooklyn, talk to us. You're live.
Is Richie from Brooklyn?
Nah, my brother used to live in Prospect Heights. I'm from Jersey, though. I spent some time over there. Richie! Did you ask if I was from Brooklyn, or did you say you're from Brooklyn?
No, I'm from Brooklyn. I just didn't hear you. I couldn't get it come through.
All right.
Listen, I got a good lineup for when John Carlos Stanton comes back. you had Evan and Tiki talking about putting Ben Rice at third base. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's a natural catcher. So why don't you put him in the catcher, send J.C. Ascari down, and all problems are solved. You got him at the catcher. And
what about Austin Wells? Wells?
Yeah, but he's slipping a little bit. You know, he ain't. You're going to play the better person at that position. Ben Rice has been killing it, so why not throw him in there? Then J.C. Ascari down, and there you go. You got your problems figured out. You put Stanton in your DH. You got Goldie at first, Volpe at short, you know, so on and so forth. Keith, are you on board with me or what?
Not really. Thanks for the call, Richie. Probably should have picked a different vibe. Should have picked one of the Mets fans on hold. I should have went because I feel like the Mets fans are in New York. They left the stadium. They're ready to go. Let's go to Richard and Hal before we break for a different vibe. Tell me about the Mets game, what you saw from the Make It Happen Mets.
What's going on, Keith? I'm sitting in traffic at the GW Bridge right now. I called you last week and I asked you about Vientos and what you think about his slump, and you said give himself Cinco de Mayo. I'd like to say the man's back. He's got ice in his veins. That homer tonight was electric. And then
What did I say about him last week? I forgot.
I called last week and I said, how long of a leash do we give Vientos this year with the way he's been playing? And you told me to give him the Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I really give all of these guys till Memorial Day, but Vientos, after what he showed you in the postseason, he's got as much run as he needs, and now he homers back-to-back nights. I think he had a double tonight. Like, don't worry about that guy. That guy showed you he's Swaggy V. He's like that. It's early. I don't know how many times I got to keep saying it's early as hell.
Another thing we talked about last week was I brought up the Lindor thumbs down thing, and he should be captain, and absolutely. That guy is freaking something else. That home run tonight was a moonshot. The stadium was going nuts. You really can't beat moments like that, especially in April.
Slow heartbeat. The guy's been in bigger moments. Captain Clutch, with the opportunity to call game, you know he's calling game. It was no doubter.
Absolutely. And last thing, real quick, and I'll let you go. Brett Beatty's last few games been hitting the ball pretty good. I saw the guy play down in Lakewood against the Blue Calls a couple years ago. And I'm seeing flashes of the young prospect that we saw back in 2019. The kid might be something.
Yeah, these are good problems to have. Thanks for the call, Richard. As the first caller was talking about, where do we put Stanton? I'm not worried about Giancarlo Stanton right now. We don't know if he's coming back. He was supposed to be back in May. He was supposed to be ready to start the season. Now he's supposed to be back in June. That is far from now, in my opinion. I'm not worried about that, and I'm not demoting anybody like an Austin Wells. I'm not worried about that. But on the Mets side, these are good problems to have. The baby Mets now are starting to be unlocked. And here comes Jeff McNeil, who's making plays in the minors in center field. And you know when Jeff McNeil comes back as a veteran, as a guy who's paid, they are going to put him in there. So these are good problems to have. What happens with the combination of Beatty, Acuna, Vientos, McNeil? It's better to have options than to not. It's better to be winning than to be losing. These are good problems to have on both sides of New York. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan till 2 a.m. Call the show. KM to AM returns right after this.